Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from Minnethon Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seba Wing Ace Hardware. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has appointed veteran prosecutor Nimish Ganatra to lead the state's hate crimes and domestic terrorism unit. The announcement comes as officials respond to recent reports of suspected hate-related incidents in communities including Dearborn Heights and Berkeley. Nessel says Ganatra brings decades of prosecutorial experience to the role and will continue efforts to investigate and prosecute hate crimes across Michigan. Ganatra recently joined the Attorney General's office after serving in leadership positions with the Washtenaw County Prosecutor's Office and previously helping establish domestic violence units in both Michigan and Massachusetts. The Hate Crimes and Domestic Terrorism Unit was created in 2019 and has handled several major cases involving extremist groups, threats against public officials, and bias-motivated violence. According to Michigan State Police data, more than 600 hate bias incidents were reported statewide last year, targeting people based on race, religion, ethnicity, sexual orientation, and other protected categories. State officials are encouraging residents to report threats, suspicious activity, and possible hate crimes to law enforcement and the Attorney General's office. And Michigan lawmakers are highlighting major new investments aimed at expanding operations at Selfridge Air National Guard Base. U.S. Senators Gary Peters and Alyssa Slotkin say the state has approved $152 million for upgrades tied to the future arrival of F-15EX fighter jets and KC-46A refueling tankers. The senators say the funding will help prepare the base for next-generation aircraft and support nearly $1 billion in additional federal infrastructure. Improvements planned over the next several years, federal funding already secured includes runway and taxiway upgrades, along with $20 million in military construction money to support the new missions. Officials say the Air Force plans to station 21 F-15EX aircrafts at Selfridge, while a separate tanker mission will bring a squadron of 12 KC-46A aircraft to the base. Peters and Slotkin say the investments are expected to strengthen Michigan's role in national defense while boosting economic activity in Macomb County and attracting additional defense-related business to the region. The lawmakers have also backed pilot training support and broader efforts to modernize the base. In addition, Peters recently secured federal funding for a Department of Homeland Security Northern Border Mission Center located at Selfridge to coordinate border security operations with federal, state, local, and tribal partners. When we come back from this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll continue with more local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
When it comes to paint, we know our business. This is Bruce Harrell. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. Bring in a paint chip to our computer color matcher, and we'll find exactly what you need.
This is Paul Greibel. We will custom mix your paint for a perfect match, and we have everything from brushes and rollers to paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware and Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, Saginaw, Michigan. Michigan State Police say a 17-year-old is facing several charges after allegedly driving off in a stolen vehicle and refusing to stop for troopers in Saginaw. Investigators say troopers from the Tri-County or Tri-City Post spotted a stolen Kia Forte Tuesday night with help from Flock Camera Technology near South Washington Avenue and Bridgeton Street. Police say the driver ignored emergency lights and sirens, and troopers did not pursue the vehicle in accordance with department policy. Authorities say the suspect later abandoned the car near Prescott Street and Hess Avenue and ran from the scene. The teen was eventually located and arrested in a residential yard on Owen Street. The 17-year-old was taken to the Saginaw County Juvenile Detention Center and is accused of receiving and concealing a stolen vehicle, fleeing and eluding police, and resisting and obstructing officers. Police say the recovered Kia was returned to Saginaw Township authorities. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sebring Ace Hardware.